Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
BigSoftTitty.png.
BigSoftTitty.png.
Hey everybody, welcome back to BigSoftTitty.png for this week. Brought to you by me, Tom Walker.
And me, Demi Lardner.
That's right, Demi. What?
Oh, I don't know. That made me feel bad.
I know.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
It feels bad. It feels bad to, for even a second, be like, I'm a professional broadcaster.
Yeah.
That seems like we're on one of those American podcasts where every time they start the podcast, they restate the thing that the podcast is.
And what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Which is, like, even in theirs, where they think they're doing something is still nothing.
Well, but they've gone through so many periods of being like, maybe the podcast should be this. You know, oh, maybe actually the right idea for, like, the burglary brigade is that we go through various historical burglaries and kind of work through how we'd be doing them differently and how we would have gotten caught or not caught.
Maybe
the idea is that we go through different places that we'd like to burgle now.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, so we work out.
Maybe the idea of tire fire is that we think about people who, instead of doing the actual research, we think about people who may have died smoking a cigarette in their chair when they fell asleep. And maybe we think about it instead of actually doing the research on people who did that.
Oh, right. Hey, welcome to Tired and Fired, the podcast where we look at people who've burned to death in their sleep and walk through where they went wrong. I'm Tom.
And I'm Demi.
And we're going to talk about some real crispy folks this episode.
I think where this man went wrong is that he was disconnected from his family.
Oh, connection is so important.
That's so important.
And that's why I want to talk about BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is your number one resource for mental health when you just don't want to leave the house.
BetterHelp is, as far as I can tell, like a robot.
And please don't ask the robots at BetterHelp why you don't want to leave the house.
Uh-huh. God, that fucking...
They will tell you it's normal.
God. American podcasts are so strange. I mean, Australian podcasts are too. I did an Australian podcast that was done by...
BetterHelp. It's not self-help. It's not anything.
Yeah. BetterHelp. Hey, what else you got going on? Athletic Greens didn't fix it. Did it, you little bitch.
You little bitch.
Yeah. Hey, you can't afford a real therapist?
Yeah.
Huh? You little worm?
Yeah.
Huh?
Come to online dentist.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Ever wanted to have a therapist read your 5 paragraphs of mental health and then reply with, that's crazy.
That sucks.
I sure wish my therapist hadn't spelled that's crazy as T-H-A-S.
Yeah.
not feeling respected.
You sound fucking nuts. Okay.
Are you pretty? Therapist has left the chat. Ah, dang. Couldn't find one.
Huh. Okay.
Well, I guess that's given me some new problems.
Yeah.
And I guess my old ones don't look so bad.
I remember once one of my friends was like, I think my therapist is really pretty. Do you think I should tell her? And I was like, nah. What the fuck are you talking about?
God damn.
Fucking person... misery ass shit.
Oh, God.
You're gonna cut her legs off too?
Should I tell my therapist she's pretty?
What are you talking about?
Okay, huh. And how many women have you had, like, make eye contact with you sympathetically across your life? Just out of interest.
Yeah.
Because I'm noticing something here.
Yeah.
God, you would have so many people falling in love with you if you were a therapist.
And also, they didn't know this.
Uh-huh.
And it's only through coincidence that I know this, that they have the same therapist as me.
Do you have a pretty therapist?
No, she's great.
Yeah,
she's a woman. It's, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. No, she's great. But I was like, don't tell our therapist that.
Yeah, don't.
Because then I'll have to tell her she's not.
Yeah, you have to balance it out. My therapist came onto the Zoom call today and she was preening.
She was, like, confident?
It would be so funny.
My therapist was peacocking today.
It would be so funny if your therapist joined the Zoom call and was just wearing, like, a beautiful tiara. Gorgeous earrings on your therapist. And you're like, do I bring up how stunning my beautiful therapist looks?
I just thought about what if my therapist one day after, like, 4 years of working with her, what if she one day like wore a t-shirt that said boss ass bitch? And then I'd have to be like, I don't respect you.
Yeah, that would be really rough to have a like elder millennial therapist who kind of reveals themselves as a girl boss or whatever. Oh, that'd be bad.
No, no, no.
God damn.
I'm going to have to break you.
Yeah. I think dress code is like, I think we're lucky in that we have jobs. Question mark. We have jobs where, you know, dress code doesn't really factor into it. Like some people have a whole thing where like you shouldn't wear shorts on stage as a stand up or whatever.
That's so dumb.
It's really weird. But I think for therapists, you have to go ahead and dress in a way that gives out as little information about your inner life as possible.
Yeah.
You can't wear like podcast or band merch.
Yeah.
In general, probably t-shirt a bad idea.
You know what you really can't wear?
What?
A hat.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? And I'm sorry, especially if you're a woman therapist. You cannot wear a hat.
My therapist logged onto Zoom in a gorgeous fascinator.
My therapist logged onto Zoom in the most racist feathery piece.
I was thinking, okay, I think I would take some really good advice from a therapist who's wearing like a fruit hat.
Oh my God.
Right?
Dance me silly.
Hey, can you go ahead and just ratchet the camera back a little bit so I can see the pineapple? It's just going out of frame. Oh, it is large.
Please,
great.
Please banana me healthy.
Damn, you're going to fix me so good.
You better.
God damn, that would be good. I would get such peaceful tropical vibes from that. She's wearing like the Rasta wig. How's it been, Mon?
Are you feeling irie?
I've been having some of those problems with my mother. Pardon? Well, I and I have been having problems with
me.
She's mouthing along with you.
Me. Mother.
Imagine if you log back on.
Do you think some homophobia would help that? I love my wig. I'm your therapist and I love my wig.
Do you think that it would... I think I would go crazy if I logged on and my therapist had a tan.
Yeah. Where have you fucking been?
Hey, don't spend my money on that.
Yeah.
Don't you have a good life?
I need the good life.
Because I want that.
I want it. Don't you have it?
I'm pouring at my fucking computer trying to get the fucking melatonin into me. Yeah. Not melatonin. And I'm fuck.
No, the melon.
Melon.
The melon.
I want melon. The melon. Now I'm thinking about the fruit hat again.
The melon and the toned man.
God damn.
Yeah, so I think if she wore the Rasta wig, that would actually help me a lot. Or maybe dressed as Austin Powers.
Oh, wow. That would be really groovy. Yeah, that would be good. All of that would be good. I think we have some great notes for various therapists. And it's ironic that we started making fun of American podcasts and then talked about therapists.
Talked about therapy, yeah.
Coming on 8 minutes now.
What else? I don't feel like I've been updated on what Americans talk about much. Because as far as I can tell, it's still therapy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, in the podcast you listen to, I feel like maybe. I think that the various things are diminutives for the podcast listeners. So trying to come up with a fun name for them. The other things they talk about is like how they got to where they are recording from. Oh, actually, most of them are recorded from home nowadays.
Yeah.
So you rarely get like traffic stuff.
Yeah.
But often you get like, you know, this very, like, I was near this place in Hollywood or this place in New York.
Yeah.
Which I fucking, God damn, I know so much about places in New York and Hollywood.
You were telling me before how secure you feel holding your balls.
I do. I was standing right in the middle of our lounge room asking, when I hold, I was holding my balls and I said to you, when I hold my balls, it makes me feel good. Do your genitals do anything like that?
And then I went, huh, and I held my genitals.
Mm.
And I didn't really feel any different.
Yeah.
But I do have a pussy-having friend who, when I used to hang out with them, I was like, man, how fucking relaxed are you around me? Because they used to just hold their minge.
Really?
I'd be like watching the TV and I'd be like, are you just holding your pussy? And they'd be like, yeah. I was like, okay, I guess I'm weird. I don't know. Well, I felt like we were, you know, just...
I believed we were acquaintances.
Yeah.
But I believe I am your best friend in the world by my standards.
But you know how there's some friends that are just like disarmingly like, yeah, we're at this level.
Yeah. I feel like we're that for a lot of people, but with our disgusting turd speak. But yeah, probably. With the friend who just holds their junk in front of you. Oh man, I did the Comedy Store last week. Just three nights just doing, you know, fucking spots. And it was really nice. But at one point I was waiting to go on and I was just like, And I bent my knees and I let out about a 6 or 7 second long fart. Then I heard behind me in like the tiny little room that you're in before you go on stage.
Yeah.
I heard fellow comedian Steph Broadbridge start laughing really hard. I went, yeah. I didn't react at all. And she said, thank you for treating me like a comedian and not like a woman. Thank you, Tom. And then she left because I think she could tell it wasn't going to be good. But just went to frrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
sleep that sound like a dog trying to speak. Like trying to communicate with you.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know what it is about my hole, but it sure does.
Brew rim.
It has a lot of volume to it.
Brew rim? You want the top of a beer? What do you need?
Brew rim.
Brew rim.
Yeah, no, my butt, sure fart.
Faded. Oh.
Man, I'm missing all of these.
Yeah, I know, because you're asleep.
Yeah.
And your butthole is so relaxed. But then when you're partially awake,
mm.
I'll know that you're about to fart because I feel the entire bed tense.
God, I've been so scared of farting at the gym recently that I've like...
Say recently? Amon.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I've been so scared of farting at the gym because it's all fucking squats and, you know, things that are driving a force out of your body.
Yes.
You know, every time you tense your core, there's a chance for me that something's going to escape. And so far, no audible farts have escaped me on the gym floor.
Mm.
Right? I've been able to, if I feel like I'm going to fart, I do something that I've just realized probably doesn't read as completely normal behavior, which is stop what I'm doing and wander like a possession victim to the far corner of the gym. Away from everyone. I basically look like I've begun being Blair Witched.
What I do is I sleepwalk but awake.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And then I stay over there. I stand almost completely still apart from a tensing of the abs or a lowering of the knees.
Mm.
And then I wander back.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone watching obviously is just like, oh, I guess he had to be over there. I hope that's what they think.
Yeah, we should put like a little, like, you know how people put ear gauges in. You should put one of those in your butthole.
Mm.
Not big enough for a poo-poo, but big enough for a toot-toot. So that you can flute.
Sometimes I hate the way you speak to me.
Huh?
So animalistic.
Huh, honey?
It's without restraint.
You know, I sleepwalked once. Sleepwalked.
I would say sleepwalked.
Sleepwalked once ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
What happened?
I went out into the lounge room. And
how old are you?
Oh, I would have been 13.
Okay.
I think I walked out into the lounge room and apparently picked up the cat, stood in the middle of the lounge room, and dad came out in the lounge room because he heard me going, ooh, 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 ooh. He said I was looking at the cat and rocking him and going, ooh.
Oh, fuck me.
That was our cat, David.
David!
Oh, so I must have been 15.
Holy fuck.
15 when I did that. Oh, no, wait. No, I was 13 because we had him for 15 years.
Yeah.
So we got him when I was 13. Yeah. So it was like this cat that had just settled into our house.
Oh, my God.
He was a nervous cat to begin with.
Yeah.
He always used to hide under my bed and would come out at night and sleep on my belly. He was so nervous. And what he saw was me coming out going, pick him up from the couch.
That's so annoying.
I know.
I think.
And dad woke me up and I was like, what? He said I was quite annoyed.
Yeah, definitely.
What?
You were busy. Ugh. You were busy making your noise to the cat.
Yeah.
That is really annoying. I think I've. Oh, man, I don't think I've sleptwalked. Oh, I've sleptwalked once, but I didn't.
I thought we were going with sleepwalked.
I don't.
You sleptwalk?
I fell asleep and then I walked while asleep once. That I remember. Actually, I did it a few times, but the one I remember, I think they were all like this, where I went to bed and then I woke up in a chair.
Oh.
So I went to bed and I like went to sleep in my bed and then I woke up around like, I don't know, 6 a.m. or something, and I was just sitting bolt upright in a lounge chair in our house, thank God.
Oh, good.
No furniture showroom
or
anything.
Yeah.
I woke up in this lounge chair in a gorgeous dungeon. chained to, well, I don't need to tell you this, but the chair.
Mm.
But yeah, it was really weird, very disconcerting waking up somewhere you didn't go to sleep. Something's gone awry.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, why did I...
Like waking up when you're camping, but then being like, I know I didn't fall asleep here.
Yeah, why did my unconscious do this?
Yeah.
Why did it need me out here?
Yeah.
I guess I needed to be in the chair. Boring.
Yeah.
You know?
Hate that.
Of all the things you could do with my body, you had full access. The thing you tried to do was like, a little less upright than standing.
I'm glad, first of all, that I don't sleepwalk.
Same.
Like now.
Oh, but it's such a blessing.
If I did sleepwalk, like if I started now, I'm so glad I don't have a dangerous skill.
Mm.
Right?
I don't know. We do have every power tool ever made in the house, and you do use them regularly. So I don't know what you're saying about you don't have a dangerous skill.
Yeah.
You also love to cook. So if I think, if there are two things that you would do on autopilot.
Yeah.
Well, three things. From least to most.
Yes.
It's turn on the stove.
Yes.
Then it's start using power tools.
Yes.
And then if your body is operating purely on instinct, it's walk over to your laptop, open it up and start the Save of the Long Duck you have going where you've been alive for a few hundred hours.
Okay. And then what's fourth?
Same thing, but Project Zomboid.
Okay. And what's fifth?
Same thing, but Nintendo Switch Slay the Spire.
Okay. And what's sixth?
You're rocking me back and forth. You've picked me up by my cheeks.
I wish I could pick you up.
Yeah, it would be really nice.
It'd feel so good. I'd love to have you in my pocket.
Yeah. I think that being picked up and held is something that honestly often evades someone of my size.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bigger man. I'm a large guy. I'm trying to remember my dimensions, and I can't remember them.
Upways, you're about 6'3".
Yeah, about that. Then
sideways, you're probably about 65 centimeters?
Sure. The whole way.
And
a nice big rectangle. Built like a Minecraft character.
That's right. And then I guess horizontally.
Yeah.
Wait, which one's that?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Whenever someone says like something's built like a brick shit house,
yeah,
it took me a long time to actually picture a brick shit house and be like, oh, right, because it's just a big rectangle.
Yes. That Shrek shits in.
Well, no, he doesn't shit in brick.
Oh, no, it's wood, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is an outhouse, though.
It is an outhouse. But also, I picture a brick shit house and I'm like, this doesn't seem very flattering. Worried for the people who are built like that.
I think they're fine with it.
Yeah, they probably are. They're so strong.
Imagine how big and square their turds are too.
Oh my God.
Yes.
No, I just want to say that's part of it is I'm like, I picture a brick shit house and I'm picturing something that holds in the stink of shit to a greatly detrimental degree.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Hotboxing yourself in there too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you take a shit in a brick shit house in midday, you are staggering out. The fumes are getting to you, dude.
Yeah, sure. It's like technically the brick is like insulation, but it's insulation for whatever the weather is.
Mm.
It's just bricks and they get hot.
Yeah.
You're going to cook your turds.
Yeah, dude.
It's what do you think an oven is? It's that.
Yeah.
I've always had the wish, not so much a wish, but a fantasy that
okay.
I could have basically like a ghost with a crossbow shoot a ghost arrow right into my tummy and impale the turd and kill it and force the turd out the other side of my body.
Mm.
Instead of shitting it out.
And that's why you like having diarrhea.
Yes.
You are so complicated.
Am I?
No. I think you're just in the same way that you see a sea slug and you're like, I can't understand that, even though it's very simple.
Yes.
But it's so different
to
how anyone else lives. I think that
I'm kind of like, I'm as complicated as like a happy duck.
Mm.
A happy duckling.
Mm. Wah, wah. Oh, okay.
Okay. You look happy.
Last night you woke up after going to sleep and kind of just walked around the house slapping your tummy because you were full.
Yes.
And that was, honestly, I didn't know what to do. I don't think you needed anything from me necessarily apart from being looked at every time you went, oh. And then I would look at you. Yeah, you were just doing that. You were just slapping your tummy and going, oh. I didn't. Am I right there in thinking that all you wanted was to be looked at?
I just needed to be. I needed it acknowledged that I was full. I was full.
Yeah, and hey, you know what? I'm glad that I could help you out with that.
Thanks.
No worries. I did enjoy showing you the fullest animal I've seen, which is that orangutan that got into the banana storage. Which is obviously staged because why would there be people filming the orangutan in the banana storage?
Sneaking into the banana storage, yeah.
Yeah, but God, it feels good to see an orangutan on a pile of bananas rolling around on there.
Why do you have a room full of bananas, by the way, guys?
Well, they have a lot of orangutans.
Right. So you'd give the bananas to them.
Well, they can't give them all at once.
Why?
Orangutan get too big.
Orangutan.
Ungovernable orangutan.
Undeniable orangutan.
Oh, they are a gorgeous animal.
Yeah. God, I'd love to have one hang onto my neck.
If I could befriend an orangutan, that would really make the rest of this life much easier.
Yeah, we should get one. Mm. Or at least get a jungle skog.
I don't think we can get a jungle skog.
I think we can.
Jungle skog? IKEA?
It's spelled jungle skog.
Sure. The IKEA orangutan is what you desire.
Well, it's also the bear and also the other jungle animals.
I see. And a big shark? Or is that different?
No, that's not in the jungle. Are you stupid?
I guess I'm fucking stupid.
I guess so.
Sorry. But yeah, no, I don't think we can get another big plush.
Jungle skog!
Jungle skog!
Jungle skog!
We've been having a lovely time over here at Big Soft Titty headquarters, setting up our various media empire accoutrements. We've got a light set up, camera set up. All we need is the action, Demi.
Yeah. Where is it?
I haven't had
any in a couple of years.
Okay. Well, I've been trying my best.
Yeah. It's not good enough.
I know. go, one of these days I'll make love to you yet, Lardner.
We'll see.
Oh, you're a tricky minx. Oh, I'll make such love to you. Oh,
you're approaching me and then you touch one breast ever so lightly and the cardboard cutout falls down.
Yeah.
And you hear, yee-hee-hee.
Ah, damn it. I spent all week getting this erection. I've been drinking blood in the hopes that some of it flows
some of
into
it
my
flows down.
Poor,
I've been dipping,
poor, awful yeah, little penis.
Been dipping my penis in a cup full of blood to see whether it'll suck it up. Please,
capillary
just have
action.
Some.
It must get me hard
drink,
at some point.
Please drink.
Come on, mate. Come
please?
On. Stroking its neck. Don't want to go in her.
No, yucky.
Come on, mate. Come on.
No.
Yeah, come on, buddy. We've got to do something.
No, he's agoraphobic, so that big space won't make him feel good.
Yeah, he'd be really scared. I'm really scared of getting in that horrible big pussy of yours.
Yep.
Ugh. But yeah, we do have a bunch of stuff set up. We're excited to... in a move that has been roundly applauded by every single with every single media organization that has done in the past, we're so excited to pivot to video, to start offering our podcasts in video form, so you can really see
how little we care.
Well, I was going to say,
oh,
how often you try and distract me during the record and I don't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're
excited. Maybe
I'll
stop doing it so you sound crazy.
I mean, I won't be talking about it if you... Stop holding your hair up!
I can't.
God. But yeah, we're excited to do that.
I'm Fart Simpson.
Okay, and Demi's just holding her hair straight up in the air. Ah, and there's the other piece of the puzzle. Man, the Simpsons, huh?
Mm.
You think that they're a pretty cool family. You think that you got them all figured out. And then you go on the internet and you look at the side of a website and good gracious.
I've never seen this side of them.
Wow. All bets are off when it comes to behavior in the Simpsons household. If this marginalia is anything to go by, Ms. Marge is quite the easy woman. Oh, some of this stuff in the middle of the website is honestly, it's got to up its game. If this is its competition.
Man, they should call him Homer Simps Long. Enos.
Oh, I see.
They should call him Apu Nahasahima Petting Schlong.
Yeah, I guess
they should call him Groundskeeper Cock.
Yeah, that one was. Feels like it was. Yep. Mound squeak her. Damn, he fucked me so good. My mound squeaked.
My mound squeaked.
Oh, God damn it. Don't you love it? Don't you love it when a guy finds your mound?
I love that.
Ah, so cool. You can't find the clip, but once he gets to the mound, he only needs to take a left or right turn, whichever way you want.
Yep.
And oh, there's that wonderful clit.
Yep.
And after that, you can kind of do whatever to that thing. I slap it around.
I slap it too.
I grab the mound and I treat it like I basically pick up a phone book and I go to town on that thing.
I grab the mound and I just sort of polish it like a billiard.
I grab the mound. I extend one hand out and I grip it. I grip it and I say, what's it going to take?
Yeah.
What do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want?
Both of us going for the Twilight.
Yeah. I take a big bite out of it like an apple.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Hey.
And the worm inside is like, I was sleeping here.
Lifting the mound, lifting the hood off of the clit like it's my bride's veil.
Yeah. Lifting the hood off the clit and the clit's like, what? Is it breakfast time already?
Five more minutes.
Not five more minutes. No.
Please. All right. Well, we're going to take a break and you're going to be treated to whatever ad the Acast is deemed fine to put here or some silence.
Yeah.
So enjoy that. We'll be right back with more BigSoftD.png right after this. Oh, and also if you're on the Patreon, you will just get a short sting and no ad at all. So enjoy that.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
What do you think is the worst type of hairstyle for women?
Well, Demi, it has to be short hair. I mean, Jesus Christ. What are you trying to, what are you jealous of men? What do you want from me here? You set me up in such a... But seriously, I don't know. I think that women can make any hair look wonderful.
What about cube?
Ugh.
Yeah.
No, cube hair would look sick on a woman.
Yeah, I suppose so. Do you know what I think is a genuinely bad woman hairstyle?
So excited to hear.
Low pigtails.
I don't like a low pigtail.
They're bad. High pigtails are adorable on a little kid.
Mm.
Low pigtails, ugh.
Low pigtails, pigtails are the ones that are like thunk and thunk, right?
Yes.
They come out and
they're kind of... Two ponytails either side.
Okay. And you wouldn't call them two ponytails.
No, you call them pigtails.
Because they're shorter, because if there's two of them.
I don't think that's...
No, you're right, that doesn't make sense.
I don't think that's it. I'm not sure why they call it that, but their pigtails are two of them.
Hmm. I think that, look, I think that women can have any hair they want. As far as I know, if that's wrong, I apologize and I'm trying to learn better. If some women are hideous, then please let me know. But as far as I'm aware, all women are beautiful and can have whatever hairstyle they want.
Unless you're white and it's box braids.
Oh, yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
And don't do dreadlocks.
Oh, my God. Oh, phew. That's such a relief. I almost forgot about white women.
Yeah.
And now I can kind of tell... Now
just
I can kind
of tell
say
any anecdote.
Any sexism I want.
Any awful thing about women as long as they're white.
As long as...
Oh, and don't forget cisgendered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I found my two magic words that let me say literally anything I want about women as long as I clarify. Oh, not the good ones.
Yeah.
And I think it goes without saying that I think that all the other kinds of women are perfect angels. But have you guys ever found that white cis women be shopping? Those stupid bitches? That is such a... God, it's so funny watching someone add the disclaimers so they can keep doing their jokes.
Really
their
funny.
Their fucking stand-up.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I just think women do stuff. Yeah?
It's true. But so does everybody.
Women don't know about motion smoothing. Motion blur.
Some do.
No.
Okay.
None.
Sorry.
None of them.
I think that, what kind of hair is bad on a man? Leg hair.
Never mind.
They need to wax.
Hmm?
Oh, sorry, wait. What were you going to say?
No, it's fine. Nothing.
Okay, well, good. Well, this is unproductive. A new topic of conversation needs to be found.
I just think that most people would say that a mullet is bad on a man, but I love your mullet.
Mm. I think that I do look... I mean, it is...
I think you look marvelous.
Thank you, baby. I think that...
You had enough of me straight away.
Well, just...
thank you, shut up.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. fine, I don't care. But, like, I think that the thing with the mullet, that my current hair is such that I do need to, like, address it when I go out on stage now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting appearance laughs, which is something I haven't had before. But I'm definitely getting, like, I walk out on stage and people, like, in Montreal, I fucking got a guy in the third row or something at this fucking big gig saying, "Now, that's a mullet." I was like, "Yeah, I fucking know.
Yeah.
I looked like this all day." You didn't say shit to me then.
The mullet lifting up like flames behind you.
Mm.
That would be so nice.
That'd be so sick. But yeah, I do look ridiculous right now.
No.
No, I do. I do. I do look silly. And that's good.
No.
I mean, it's fine.
No.
I'm not trying not to.
No.
You know?
I love it.
Yeah, I know you do. But you understand that what you love is things that look shitty and ridiculous.
No. No. No.
I mean, babe, I don't know how to break it to you. But you wanting the big plush gorilla and this hair.
Why don't you let me have that?
Is the same.
I want it so bad.
I know. You can't have it.
Why?
Because you're a nasty little freak. But no, we have enough stuff.
No.
And you know we do.
I can get rid of some of it.
Okay.
For the gorilla.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. But I won't be getting rid of...
Most of it will be yours.
Don't get rid of my things. I need them.
They're taking up space.
No, please.
That's where my gorilla goes.
Oh, jeez. We would have to clear up so much stuff to make room for the gorilla. Oh, well. Oh, well. Demi, are you trying to fart into the microphone? You're putting so much effort into it. No, yeah, and you look like you were going to burst something.
Yeah.
You okay?
Oh, generally?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, let's keep it light. Let's go back to that podcast that's about people who burn to death in their sleep or whatever. God. I do envy American podcasts that. I envy them having a stated goal and a thing they do every week. Like, they, and so many of them are about having, like, segments. We don't have any segments this episode. We decided not to. We decided to be fucking punk rock about
it. We decided to be punk rock.
We wanted to just hang out and F around.
Yeah.
Frog.
Frig. Oh.
Pretty close. Ribbit.
Ribbit.
Yeah. But yeah,
we just wanted to talk S. Slippery dip.
Srog. I do envy the people.
We wanted to be a couple of C's.
Yeah. Krog. Krogs.
Krogs.
Cribbit. Stupid. I do envy the people who have an idea. They had an idea and they stuck to it.
That seems like a lot of work to have, though.
Well... But in the grand scheme, it's less work over the course of the life of the podcast, you know? Or maybe it isn't. I don't know. You keep having to do stuff for it. Like, I listen to podcasts that have themes or premises. YKS, for example, Your Kickstarter Sucks. That's a podcast that's about Kickstarters, ostensibly. Mm-hmm. But really, it's about two guys.
It's about two... Normal?
It's about two guys and their producer. And you kind of steadily... Like the podcast Guys by Murder Brian is ostensibly a journey into like finding out stuff about a different type of guy every week.
Mm.
But what it's really about is staying completely addicted to the constant drip feed of facts about Brian.
I see.
And the way he lives his life, which I can confidently say nobody has ever done before. Nobody has ever lived Brian's life before.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has ever made those choices.
Mm.
And I think our podcast doesn't have like a premise that we say at the top of the episode, which, God, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
But we do have I think the concept is...
Are you having a crisis right now?
No, I'm just trying to work out, like, I'm envious of those people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm envious of the people who have, like, welcome to our podcast where we go through this week's classifieds or whatever, you know.
I don't think I've ever been envious of whatever those two freaks are doing.
Well, also they don't make the podcast very much.
Yeah.
Shout out to Free to a Good Home.
Yeah.
unfortunately, their podcast has been kind of routinely sidelined by their incredible media success.
Well, not their incredible media success.
Well, fucking, yeah, no, they're both... They're both way more employed than we are.
Oh, yeah, but Ben has two kids.
Yeah, and a book deal.
Yeah. Wait, are we? I don't know if we meant to say that.
Yeah, he's talked about it.
Oh, okay.
He's talked about it on their podcast. You don't listen, I do. but the thing, like, you know, the thing there is just...
How about we stop dissecting our podcast while we're doing it?
Okay. You want to dissect something else?
Yeah.
Oh.
What have we got?
Frog. Finally, my stopped clock. It's right twice a day.
Hey, welcome to the Frogcast.
Oh, my God.
You're here with Frog and Froggy.
Every week we cut into a different part of this frog to find out what went wrong.
Today, it's the penis.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have one, so that's what went wrong today.
Do you ever think that maybe men can't find the click because they're checking on themselves? They're so self-centered, these men.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I've been here standing at the foot of my bed a freaking hour checking my pockets. I can't. I've got neither head nor tail of this damn clit. I've been sniffing the ground looking for a trace of this clitoris, and I can't find a bit. My wife keeps telling me where to look, but I think I'll figure it out.
I'm imagining that guy who.
I'm not going to ask directions. You know me, I'm a man.
I think. Don't you think it would be really cool to have a 3 millimeter high husband who finds the clit and then just goes. All over it.
He would be like slam dancing on it. Yeah. He'd be doing the thing where you run at the clip full speed and then put one foot on it and do a backflip.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Thank you, tiny husband. I love you, tiny husband.
Thank you, tiny husband. Mm. Well, I'm really glad my mum named me this.
No. Well, me too. Anyway, God. What?
What?
Tiny husband is a name. I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah.
One word?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Or maybe, what's the line that allows you to have two?
Yeah. Hyphen. That's a nice name. Tiny husband is a beautiful name for a boy.
Now we can have kids.
And for a girl, we're thinking Sarah. We think we can save money by occluding the H.
Yeah.
What the fuck is up with that?
I don't know.
Right?
Well, because sometimes it's Sarah, but they just spell it Sarah, which I think is weird.
Boo!
Yuck.
That's not how you spell that. The H has to be there.
Yeah.
It's a load-bearing H.
It's a load-bearing H. For some reason, the H makes the first A sound like air.
If you want someone to sound like, if you want your name to end in an exhale, you have to put the H there.
Yeah.
If not, you're Sarah. Sarah. Oh.
You understand what I'm saying, though. It actually doesn't, like... The H shouldn't make that first A sound like air. Like, if you think about
Sarah,
we think as Sarah,
yes,
there's no reason that it shouldn't also be Sarah.
Hmm, you're right. The English language is full of pitfalls. Oh, I despise this awful language. Je parle.
Yes.
Une autre.
Okay.
Yeah. Long.
Okay.
Wash.
What?
C'est fini. I don't want to speak French anymore.
No more.
Man, the Duolingo owl is going to break my fucking legs, dude.
I was saying this today. I think that whoever designed the Duolingo owl was hit as a kid.
I think that... Yeah, you were doing it for a while recently, right?
Yeah.
You fell off?
Well, yeah, because it's so fucking needy. As soon as you miss one day, it's like, why?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, your fucking streak's gone, and I shouldn't be alone.
But also, okay, it's like, yeah, but guess what? You do have a streak freeze, so you can come back and still have your streak. Okay, so then why are you complaining about the streak? Leave me alone until it's actually going to run out.
Don't offer me the streak freeze.
No.
You know? Just let me fail. Hey, guess what? I'm never going to get better.
Yeah.
I'm never going to learn anything.
Exactly.
And you and me both need to stop pretending like I'm going to ever follow through on one of my little goals.
And if Tom wants a streak freeze, he'll put his underwear in the refrigerator.
Oh. Would that do that?
Are we gonna? So we're gonna just peel the line off of your
underwear. Yeah, that would be that? Really good. Well, line
and stir the tea with it.
Multiple lines.
Yeah,
it would be good to put my my friend Simon once said that he lost his favorite pair of jeans, and then he found it ages later because he'd gotten home drunk after spilling a whole bunch of shit on them, and then put them up the back of the freezer so they didn't smell. But then he just forgotten, and he woke up without his pants on. He was like. What?
Where are my jeans?
He found his cold jeans weeks later. His cold, filthy jeans, frozen solid, like weeks and weeks later. I think that if I was to own a new pair of jeans today, which, I mean, that would be a blessing for me.
Mm.
I would love a new pair of jeans. I already have a pair of light blue jeans.
Yes.
And I think the next step is for me to kind of... to secure a pair of navy blue jeans.
I thought you already had them. Aren't your Dure jeans navy?
They aren't jeans, though. They're not denim.
Oh, they're slacks.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know what exactly they're made out of, but it ain't denim.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm sorry, baby. But don't you think that's...
I don't think you need navy jeans.
I don't think I need
it. Navy jeans are bullshit.
I don't need them, but...
No, I don't think
Maybe a darker blue?
No.
Okay.
No. That's not jeans.
Jeans is blue jeans to you.
Jeans is blue jeans. That's what jeans is. Dark blue jeans, what are you, a cowboy? Don't need it.
I remember growing up, I bought my first pair of black jeans, and I thought to myself, I'm a fashion icon now.
I thought the same thing, except that I was a fat little kid.
Oh, Demi, as was I. I would wear my black jeans, and I would wear a... long sleeve t-shirt.
Yep, same.
And then I put a regular t-shirt over the top of that.
And nobody really tells you how to dress for your shape to feel comfortable.
No. No. So. No one, because anyone who knows how to do that, they shouldn't be talking to you.
No.
They have better things to do.
And they don't want to talk to you, and they don't want you to know the secret.
Yeah. God, nobody wants you to be pretty anymore.
No. Nobody wants me to be pretty for sure.
Yeah. Jeez Louise, too powerful.
Beep, beep.
My fucking watch keeps beeping every hour.
Yeah.
Stupid fucking thing. Anyway, yeah, what was your first item of clothing that made you be like, oh, wow, Demi's arrived?
Green shirt covered in rabbit silhouettes.
I'm glad you like the shirt I bought you. When was the shirt?
I reckon I was about 12.
Oh, wow.
And I got this shirt. It looked like shit.
I was going to say, green shirt, immediately huge whiff.
Really bad.
Immediately I can picture the green.
Long sleeve green shirt with elastic around the cuffs, V-neck.
No.
And elastic around the hips. Unflattering.
You would look like a closed up garbage bag.
Exactly. And that is what I look like, except it was full of rabbits.
That's so good.
Yes.
Oh.
I think I got it from like one of the stores in the Mobry Plaza.
Mm.
And it was one of those stores that were like, yeah, we're just here for, I don't know, a bit.
Hey, we're here until everyone else figures out this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Then we're going to have to close.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to set a lot of this stuff on fire.
Yeah.
So like, come on in and buy the rabbit shirt while it's here.
Exactly. Things trying to be Supre.
God, yeah, fuck. A lot of people have come for that crown, huh?
Yep.
Mm. A lot of corpses around Supre's throne. People who didn't quite make it.
Yeah, and they're all wearing fabric belts.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. The amount of fabric belts I had. I had
I'm talking about a different kind of fabric belt.
Oh.
So like fabric belts that didn't keep something up. So just like fashion belts that went around your hips and they were like white and they had a clasp on the front. It was a real big thing for a while and it was fucking horrible because they never stayed where you wanted them to and they didn't do anything.
No, yeah. Was there any...
Ashley Tisdale shit. Look up a picture of Ashley Tisdale at her peak.
Mm. Was there another item you remember, like a pair of shoes or a pant?
Yeah.
Or a hat. I know that you went through, and this is unfortunate, but you did go through a bow tie and hat phase, Demi.
Yeah, I did. It was rough.
And what kind of hat was it?
It was a straw Trilby hat. It was a Jason Mraz.
It feels good to make you say that. It feels good to put you in this position. Mm-hmm. And you would wear that and your bow tie.
Yes, I would. Yeah, I would.
As you went to do your little stand-up.
And my men's unflattering chinos.
Oh, God.
And a little cardigan.
Oh, the cardigan. Okay, yeah. And you would feel good in that. I'm all dressed up, Demi would say to herself.
I would say to myself.
God. Where did you get the Trilby?
A friend bought it for me.
The same
Her name
way
was Demi.
Oh, okay. So you bought it for you?
Hmm?
Hmm. I was thinking you got a friend to buy it the same way you get someone to like walk in and buy you cigarettes when you're a teen.
Yeah, can you buy me that hat? I think it'll make me funny.
Yeah. Hey, just so you know, we can't sell this hat to anyone under 18 because of the permanent personality damage that wearing this would do to them. It actually stunts the personality like smoking stunts the growth. So I can't let this out of the shop
conscience.
Without a driver's license. Yeah. God damn. I never had like a hat phase, I don't think. What?
You wear a hat every single day.
Not every single day, but baseball
pretty
caps
much
not a
every
hat phase.
That it's hat baseball hat of hat pays. Is it about the end of the episode?
No. No, I think we have enough to really dwell on that. I'm not going to ask it to repeat it. Baseball cap is not a hat face.
Yeah, it is.
No, if I'm 34 and wearing a baseball cap, that just means nature's taken its course.
Yeah.
I've been drafted into the hairline army.
What do you think a fucking phase is?
Oh, it's not a phase to wear a baseball cap.
Yes,
that's,
it is.
A baseball cap is an accepted part of the culture.
No.
It is.
Not true.
Okay. A baseball cap is just you own a baseball cap.
Okay.
If you own any kind of trilby, that's a hat phase.
Okay. What about a visor?
What about a fucking crown? What are you talking about? What about a visor?
Yeah, what about a crown? Answer me that.
Hat phase, or you're doing well for yourself. Visor, also, if you are wearing a hat phase, that is a deliberate
affectation.
If you're
wearing a hat phase, sorry?
If you're wearing a visor, that is a deliberate affectation.
What did you say, though? What did you say? Did you say visor the first time when you tried to say it, or did you say something else?
Are you going to attack me?
Did you say...
After I let you go on Shabbatico, I'm going to be the hat babe. Are you really going to do this?
Did you just say that?
Oh, my God.
What was that?
Okay, do you know someone who wears a visor?
Yeah. Workout broads. Them workout sluts.
What?
Women who work out wear visors.
What women of that variety do you know?
I mean, I don't know them.
I knew it!
I look at them.
When do you look at the women?
When I'm about!
Huh, this reminds me of those laptop women I see on my screen.
Yeah, it does. Stuck through a fence. I can't see what you're doing.
God damn it. I mean, no, hat phase, having a baseball cap collection.
Yeah, it's the end phase.
Is not a phase.
You're at the end phase.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No, baseball caps are an acceptable hat to own for anybody.
Okay, what's another acceptable hat?
I think that might be it.
Bucket hat.
Bucket hat, I would say, is borderline, but currently I think owning a bucket hat and wearing it sometimes is separate from having a hat face.
Legionnaire's hat.
Legionnaire's hat, also safe to me. As long as it's not the exclusive hat, but in summer in Australia, I think that's a safe bet.
Big floppy hat.
We're approaching hat face.
Okay.
We're approaching hat face if you are wearing something that is a big floppy hat, if you are not in a job that requires you to spend a lot of time outside.
Mm.
If you are not gardener, for example,
mm-hmm.
or out in the bush,
mm-hmm.
if you are wearing a big floppy hat around,
mm-hmm.
hat face.
Cork hat.
You're putting it on. You're putting it on too much. You are deeply insecure in your Australianism and you are wanting to become, you're wanting the plus +5 to racism that dressing like one of our cartoon characters gets you.
Mm-hmm.
That's my review of Corkat, because the corks are there to like scare away flies, but they also let other people know, gonna maybe look for another campsite.
Bonnet.
That to me is not indicative of a hat phase. It is indicative of something else. You are going through some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you are wearing the bonnet and then like t-shirt, jeans, cons, then you have escaped from somewhere. But if you are wearing a bonnet and with it like a fucking, like the dress that goes with the bonnet, and the skirts, what have you, you have the fucking sickly complexion that goes with the bonnet.
Yeah.
You are in another, you're a fashion person.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned.
Captain's hat.
Something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You busted the person with the bonnet out of wherever they were. I think if you're wearing a captain's hat, man, that's depressing to think of. That it's such a low likelihood that the person wearing the captain's hat is a captain. You can't trust
only
hats
person,
anymore.
Only person who's not a captain who's ever pulled off the captain's hat, Paul F. Tompkins.
Yes, I agree with that. I think that Paul F. Tompkins has such a warmth about him and such a wonder. I don't think I would deny him any hat in the land.
I would accept him in Pinhead Cenobites outfit.
Completely. We have such sights to show you! Oh!
Paul's listening to that.
Jesus wept! I know that's the guy, but.
Yeah, but still.
You solved my cube! Oh, you shouldn't have solved my cube!
Oh, why did you solve my cube?
And here's Woman Cenobite! Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, and she's got the cheeks.
It was another time.
We've been around 1,000 years. When we called her Lady Cenobite, that was good to say.
We used to be in the desert.
Come in the cube. You'll catch your death outside the cube. Oh, you look frozen. And the sights.
Oh, I know he's frozen. That's the chattering teeth Cenobite.
Oh, is it cold out here? No, come on. Fuck, I love thinking about him.
I know. God damn it.
All right. Well, that's been the second episode we've had where we end on another fucking Pinhead riff.
What if the Cenobite was something else?
What was the other one?
Ice Cream Cenobite.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, enough. Can't talk about it.
Yeah, no, you're right. Oh, God.
No, don't. I can see you.
No, I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about Girlfriend Cenobite.
Ah, okay.
Would you still be tortured by me if I was a worm? You know?
Ooh, what about Girlfriend Paul? Girlfriend Paul?
Do I dare? Do I dare imagine a world? Ooh. Ooh. Oh, God. Ooh. All right.
Do you think I'm pretty?
I think I'm fat. Oh, Girlfriend Paul.
Girlfriend Paul.
Stroke my back. Doesn't sound anything like
him. It does. It sounds exactly like him.
Right down to the words. All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening. We will see you later on the premium feed or just next week, depending on your financial decisions and where you're at in your life. Thank you for listening. We'll see you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.